once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name, the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He is the living embodiment of the Word, the truth, the way, the life. Our Creator decided to put what needed to be said in a human form and put Him on this planet to walk around, to teach us, to be the bridge, to give His life as a sacrifice for us. And you know, it's amazing how the person of Jesus Christ stirs up so much. And you know, the reality is, unless the Father reveals who He is in the heart of a person, it's not going to happen. You're not going to understand Jesus through an intellectual pursuit. You're not going to understand Jesus through your own mind and your own worldly thinking. Like the Father revealed to Peter when Jesus asked him, He said, who do men say that I am? And then He said, well, who do you say that I am? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Blessed are you, Peter, because flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father who is in heaven. Okay? So, that is what we need, is the revelation of the Father. And we need the revelation of the Father in us, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Jesus in you, God in you, the hope of glory. Oneness with the Holy Spirit. Oneness with your Heavenly Father. Being one in Him. John 17. My prayer is not that that you would take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil. Just as I am in the Father and the Father is in me, I pray that they would be one in us. That there's no separation. Right? Right. So that when you walk through this world, you walk through this world one with the Father, not separate, not wondering what God's doing over there, not trying to connect up with something that's all the way in the distance. No, you're one with Him. And in being one with Him, from that place you now move, from that place you now do what you do while you're here. You know, something that's been I've just been thinking about this more and more has just been this constant background just drawl, this thing in a different, it's not in the visible realm. It's something in that frequency in the invisible realm, beyond the human hearing and beyond the human eyesight. But that thing that just is underneath the surface, that just keeps bringing people back to a sub state to who you really are. A frustrated state, a lower state, a depressed state, a lower vibrational frequency state, by this constant barrage, this constant constant just pummeling. You know, when you okay, let's use the example here. If you have a lake and it's a still lake, well, that water has a natural state. Now, you can go and take a big rock and throw it in that water, and all of a sudden, everything's shook up. Everything's moving. Everything's oscillating this way and that way. And waves and ripples are coming on the water surface. But after a little while, you give it some time, that water returns to its natural state. And when it returns to that natural state, it goes back to what it was before. Now, I use that analogy to then bring it into where we are. The way that the world system has been set up and this context that we're in, that we find ourselves in, are your conscious awareness that you find yourself in here on a regular basis, that background setup that's there, so that the regular state of people's experience here has been set by a malevolent, non-human force to bring people into a low vibrational frequency where they are upset, angry, distressed, depressed, and not who they were designed to be. And there's a reason for that. And part of the reason for it is because when you are in that lower vibrational state, you can now be, energy can now be drained off of you. You can now be, to use the analogy, it's like a milk cow. You can be drained in a spiritual realm. If we could see what was going on in the realm of the spirit, we would understand this. If we could see what was going on in other frequencies beyond the visible ones that you can hear and that you can see, if you could actually see what was going on in those realms, you would understand what they're doing to humanity on a regular, ongoing basis. And the reason for this background drawl program that is just continuing to bring people down. Have you noticed, you'll be going through your day and nothing specifically happened, but you will just feel that bleh. You know, what is that? You know it's there. And things, the sun can be shining, you can be on your way to someplace that's nice, you can be engaged in something that's good, and you just go through that experience and you feel that. You know, what is that? Where does that come from? Because, can you imagine if that was different? Can you imagine if the background frequency that was there, that we were all being exposed to, brought us up, and the natural state was always to be uplifted, always to go up higher, go up stronger, feel better about yourself, feel better about your environment, feel better about your life and your life circumstance? How many people are in a good life position that are depressed out of their minds? A lot of them. Because this thing is playing in the background. But they do it to be able to keep humanity at large in a state where they can siphon and harvest them. Now, just because that's the background situation for the bulk of humanity does not mean that you cannot have a different experience. In fact, that's part of what you're destined for, is a different experience while you're here. But in order to do that, you also have to have an understanding of what you're in the middle of. You know, then when those things start to kick in, you have to know that this is something that's coming from outside. It's not coming from within, it's coming from outside. And it is an attack on your spirit, your mind, your soul, your entire being. It is an assault on you. And so you have to have the right weapons of warfare to protect yourself and to go forward and to address and to deal with these things as they arise. Now, in the realm of the spirit, there's a lot of other things that are going on in this time. There's a lot of other things flying around, a lot of other things that are kept just beyond your ability to see. It's amazing how you will sometimes, you feel it. You know, you'll be in a place and you will feel something. And well, those feelings are real, you know. You'll get a sense of something. You'll get a sense of a good presence or something that's an evil presence. You can get both, right? You just go into a room and you're like, man, what's happened here? You know, there's residuals that are on buildings. There's residuals that are in rooms. There's residuals that are in vehicles. There's residuals that are on bills of currency, depending on what they've been used for. You know, go back to the scriptures when Judas betrayed Jesus and he wanted to give the money back, and they said, we can't take this into the treasury. This is the price of blood. It's blood money. And they ended up using it to go buy a field to bury foreigners. Okay. There was an energy on that money that wasn't there before. But when it was used to used for the purpose of blood money, they recognized that in a realm and in a dimension that's beyond the physical, the visible light, that there was something in the realm of the spirit that was now on those coins. And they could not pollute the temple treasury with them. I mean, the irony is that they paid to have Jesus killed. So, you know, logic and reason's out the window sometimes with people when they go the way of the world. But there is something to be noted there. There was an energy on it that they didn't want. They didn't want it. So, you know, there's a lot more going on than just your visible human experience. And because of that, it should be something exciting for you. Because of that fact, when you start to engage with wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the our Creator-given power and ability to act, things change. And they change in the visible spectrum as well, in the one that everybody can see. Things change. But things are birthed in the realm of spirit first. So we need to be moving forward with mastery in how we relate to the realm of the spirit and how we now interact with things from the realm of the spirit so that we can go forward in truth and in victory. You know, we're not called to live substandard lives. We're called to be in the truth and to walk in the truth. There's times that'll definitely come under attack. You know, more acute attacks, I should say, beside that background drawl base program that's just there to kind of bring you down. Listen, when you realize that these are the things that are going on, you need to take steps in yourself to rise above it and to realize when it starts to get to you that it's not you, it's not who you are, it's coming from somewhere else. So recognize those things, bring them out into the light, walk in the freedom, walk in the truth of who you've been made to be and who you truly are. So yeah, with that, hey, just blessings in Christ to all of you guys out there. God bless you. Listen, don't worry about all that's going on around us and all that's going on in the world. You know, you've been given the victory in the one that we serve and the one that we walk with. So don't allow the plans of the enemy to become your plans. You walk out the journey that God's got for you. And in doing so, you will see his hand and your victory will come forward. It will come out. It will be manifest. But you've got to take that step. You know, the name Faith Mix is, there's a lot of things that go into that name. There's a lot of layers and a lot of levels to that name of why God gave us that when we were starting this out so long ago now. But part of it is, you know, it's faith and action. You got to mix your faith with action. What you believe, and now what are you going to do? Because we do according to what we truly believe. If you believe something, you will act according to it. So if you believe it's good for your health to exercise, for example, you will exercise. But if you don't believe it that good, you may say you believe it, but if you don't, you'll do what you truly believe, so you won't exercise because you believe it's not worth the benefit. And, you know, there's a space sometimes people exist in, which is called cognitive dissonance, where they believe one thing, but they do something else. And the thing is, you can't stay in that state indefinitely. Either you, because if you stay in a state of cognitive dissonance indefinitely, you eventually just tear yourself apart and go nuts. Either you will change what you do, or you'll change what you believe. You'll change what you do, or you'll change what you believe. So you will do in accordance with your belief. So just know and understand that, you know, when we take action, when we go forward, everything changes. And we've talked about this before a long time ago. But what's the walk of faith? Well, you know, just one step of faith after another. You know, you take one step, and then you take another one. You just take the step that's in front of you, and then pretty soon you turn around and you find that you've been walking the whole time. Because you just take the step in front of you, one step at a time. So we're called to have that walk of faith. And when you act, when you move, when you engage, when you do that which is being quickened in you by the Holy Spirit to do, as you do that, things change, things happen, things open up. And the enemy wants to just draw you out into a place of where you don't do anything. That's a dangerous spot. And what you got to do in that situation is just make a step in the direction that the Father's put in you to go. Just take a step, do something. It can just even be symbolic, but do something. And the second that you do something in that regard, something's going to change. Something's going to happen. You just need to keep taking a step. Small one. You know. A small one. Each and every day. And pretty soon you're going to realize you've traveled a long way. Just because you took a small step every day. Small steps add up to a big step. Add up to a huge distance traveled. Just a little bit. Just do what you can. Do what you can, where you can, when you can. Alright, hey. Love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We always love to hear from you. All right. We'll catch up with you again sometime soon. God bless you. Blessings in our Creator.